Digo operator.
Joined.
Yes, hi, this is a Digo operator going ready to place you into the conference. Okay, be the first participant on. Okay, one moment.
Back, Yana.
Joined.
This is the operator. They should be starting the call shortly.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Pavan.
Joined.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Cristiano.
Hi there.
I got Phoebe joining me. She's the newest member of .Asia. She'll be helping out.
Well, welcome aboard, Phoebe.
Joined.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Cheryl. Hi, Harry Wise.
Hi, Hong. How are you?
Hi, fine.
Thank you.
But how is your computer now?
Well, I still don't have a hard drive.
Oh, no.
That was supposed to be Thursday, but obviously it was far too difficult for the technician to manage to come all this way on the day before a four-day long weekend in Australia.
Oh.
So I am still waiting. It's supposed to be today, but I do note that it's already 4 o'clock.
Does it mean that your computer is now being connected to your brain?
Look, if it was, at least I'd be able to reboot it myself.
Now we can really read your mind.
It's very annoying, Hong. Very annoying.
So how many people here? We have 5. No, including me.
Mathias, have you got a roll call done?
Yeah, it would be helpful.
Alex, how do I make this headset thing work?
Oh.
I'm on a call. Don't worry.
Are you calling from the mobile phone? You sound very different.
Joined.
There's a call coming in. Hello, Zumi. Oh.
Hello, Zumi.
This must be somebody else.
Harry Soul.
Joined.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, hello.
Hi, it's Gary Soul, Hong Kong Internet Forum.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hi, everybody. I came out and came back in again. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's the reason. Hello, Mr. Gary. This is Hong from Hong Kong University.
Hi, Hong.
This is Izumi Eyes from Tokyo.
And Cheryl Langdon Orr from Australia.
Anybody else?
Pavan Badrani from Dot Asia.
Hello, Pavan.
Kratiana from New Zealand.
You made it.
Yes.
Are we all, or must be some more?
Well, I just dialed back in, and I was the seventh caller, so...
I guess we do have quorum here.
Quorum's seven or eight?
One more.
That's right. Have we got anybody from staff on? Have we got Matthias or Nick on the call?
I haven't heard from him, so I don't know.
Not really. Was on Skype, but I'm not sure.
I was expecting Matthias. I wasn't expecting Nick, but I was expecting Matthias. Bilal on the call? Edmund, are you there?
No, Edmund's not here.
Pavan is here.
Okay, Pavan. You had... Did you take any notes on who did a roll call? Can you give me an idea on who's
so
on this?
So far, I have Cheryl, Hong, Pavan, myself, I mean, Phoebe, Izumi, Gary. Did I miss anyone?
And Kietiana.
Yeah, that's seven.
Okay, yeah, but unfortunately, Phoebe doesn't add to the quorum.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have six. I only have six for quorum. I'm too short on quorum.
Any apology we got?
None that I know of, but it would have had to have come through as an email.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Avant, have you got anything?
Nope, no apologies.
Okay, well, I don't know about the rest of you, but
at 10 past the hour, I would suggest that we recognise that at this point in time we don't have quorum, that we have the six people as listed by Pavan, that we also note that we failed to get quorum at the last meeting and that we had an informal discussion, which I led as chair of the ALAC, but we could perhaps, particularly for those who weren't at the last meeting, just read over the notes, because they're not actually minutes of a meeting, they're simply informal notes, and see if there's any discussion we'd like to have in short order on the matters that were discussed informally at our last month's meeting. If you're happy for that, I'm happy to continue in that manner.
Sure.
Okay. We discussed the APNG CAM sponsorship proposal. Raj was with us and he asked if he could provide a summary of previous discussions on financial sponsorship, which he did. He noted that he was thinking of something around the $5,000 US mark, and Izumi noted that the event was getting bigger and that there should be a slot for AP Rallo for outreach purposes. I asked who might be going to the camp without needing any travel funding so we could do the outreach work there, and I believe that Edmund, as he was attending, was then going to be able to represent us, or at least have somebody from his someone from his ALS to be present and represent AP Rallo. We discussed the amount of sponsorship for the bronze sponsorship. Now here, the notes are saying US $2,000. I'm without a hard drive, so I'm only looking at it via my mobile phone. I was of the impression that we were talking around $5,000 for bronze sponsorship, but perhaps we should just make a note to double-check on that. We should have that amount put into the AP Rallo budget proposal, and that was going to be followed up by the Secretariat. We also discussed more on a budget subcommittee the proposals that have been posted since December and that these should be brought to completion. Staff who attended noted that other parts of the ICANN community would be interested in the at-large perspective on various questions asked by Doug Brent in the budget, being a very different budget and planning process that was presented to us in New Delhi. It's quite a paradigm shift. And obviously the Rallo input as well as the ALAC input would be very important there. Particularly the matters of travel support, and we should note for our informal discussions now that there has been an extension on the public comment period on the travel support, and it would be most helpful if this AP Rallo could put together some sort of concept and reaction to how we feel about the travel support extended to us to allow our at-large involvement, but most importantly, the proposal that other areas of ICANN constituencies might be seeking and receiving travel support in some of Doug's proposals. Things like translation and other things like interpretation also should be something we'd like to, we should comment on. As I understand it, we have an opportunity as a Rallo to put in not just our own budget request for inclusion into what Nick, as our director at large, would be putting together for our own outreach and general at-large activities, but we also need to respond and react to the new paradigm of the mechanism of budget and activities that Doug presented in New Delhi. And that has a fairly short time course. Again, in the absence of my hard drive, I am thinking that it is certainly something that needs to be responded to in the next probably 10 to 14 days. Is anyone else better informed in terms of memory on the closing date of the budget response period?
Sherelle,
go ahead.
One update. The last time we did talk about $5,000 for the sponsorship for APNG. The $2,000 was raised. That is because, according to the previous experience, that is the amount for one free registration. So for $5,000, we can sponsor two people.
Okay. Right. So that wasn't terribly clear in those notes. So, Pavan, can we see if those notes from our discussions are a little more clear? Because I must say I was confused by the use of the 2,000 there.
Yes, the 2,000 was actually given by Raj before from the he said that he sponsored the previous camps or something. The 5,000 was for the current one. So I'll just make the amendment.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It may have been that's what the suggestion was for last time, but we have not sponsored a camp previously. This will be our first effort.
And Sherelle, this is another issue. Since you raised the budget and the budget consultation, I assume it would be helpful for us to think about the possibility to have an AP Relo meeting at NEC IGF in Hyderabad, India. I know we just had a meeting in New Delhi, so many people may not have the momentum to go back. But IGF is such an important forum, and it is going to be held in Asia. So it seems that it has sort of importance for us to showcase our new organization. So what do you think, Sherelle and other colleagues?
It certainly would. I'd like to have that discussion. Could other people respond to Hong's suggestion?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to have that in New Delhi. But,
in Hyderabad.
I mean, Hyderabad. The challenge is the logistics, how many actually can really come to the meeting. And I believe after the ICANN meeting, in Egypt, in Africa. So the challenge is logistics, meaning time and money.
Yes, I would think it's going to be a fairly expensive exercise. I'm wondering how many people would be going from the ALSs, how many ALSs would be sending somebody or having a representative go to a IGF meeting anyway.
I'm highly likely.
Mm-hmm. I would have been surprised if not.
Well.
And perhaps. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. I'm just going to.
Just one issue strikes me. Izumi, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The proposal of the deadline for proposed workshop or meetings to IGF should be end of April, so end of next month. If we want to have a meeting, we have to submit a proposal and send it to the Secretariat of IGF as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What would a topic possibly be from an AP Rilo perspective?
I just brought
joined
the preparatory document for this IGF. It seems that multilingualism will be one of the most important things of IGF.
Well, clearly, Hong, you're not going to get an argument from me on that.
If you remember, my take is that ALAC itself may, well, organize a kind of workshop about the users' representation or involvement in the internet governance. That's one possible area. So, of course, it's not mutually exclusive, but how much we should really talk about the AP versus the other components of the ALS and at large is a good question. And also, the last year, there were less spaces available and time slots, so that some of the similar proposals were asked to merge.
So that's another thing to consider. And given that, if we may not have a sort of a sustainable critical mass, then it's very difficult to organize. So these are the areas that we need to consider. As for the deadline, there could be a room to extend from April to May or something like that, but usually they have the consultation meeting in the end of May thing, and they are now grappling with the selection of the advisory members. But in any case, it's safer to aim at the end of May, April, I mean.
Okay. Can I ask who just joined?
Has there someone joined?
I didn't hear.
Just as Azumi started to speak, I thought I heard somebody joining.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Can the last person who joined please identify themselves?
Cheryl, this is the operator. Someone did join but hung up.
Ah, okay. Well, we must have put them off, operator.
So I didn't catch their name because as soon as it looked like someone's coming in now, so maybe we'll catch who it is now.
Great. Okay. Thank you, operator.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Have we got someone new joining us?
Hello, Vera.
Joined.
Hi, Bilal.
How are you? Hi, all.
Fine. We've just sort of started a little bit. As you know, our last meeting was informal because we didn't have quorum. With you having joined us now, we're still one short on quorum. But we were just discussing the summary minutes. The summary notes, they should be changed to, we started to discuss the possibilities of putting some sort of proposal together for either an AP RALO meeting or a presentation for workshop at the IGF at the end of the year in Hyderabad. That was proposed by Hong, and Azumi has also been expanding some of the information regarding workshop timings and what may or may not be happening with the ALAC. And Hong also suggested that obviously multilingualism, internationalised domain names, is one part of it, but multilingualism as a larger area of interest would be a worthy candidate for a workshop. Which left us to the point of this drew out of our we need to talk about budget discussion, and you've come in pretty much when we were just as far as that, discussing budget, and as a subset of budget, not only do we need to put ours in probably the next 10 to 14 days, we also need to respond to the larger ICANN budget proposals, and we had this suggestion of a micro part of the budget, getting us to do something at the IGF. And now the ball's in your court, sir. All yours.
Well, update, and sorry for being late. I actually been here trying to call up for a little while, but no luck, actually. But regarding the first point with IGF and Hong's point, I totally agree with the suggestion that we should concentrate on the IDN. And I do support our participation in a workshop at the IGF meeting. Where did you say it was going to take place at the end of the year?
In Hyderabad, India.
Oh, Hyderabad, okay. Will you be willing, Han, to lead the workshop?
Oh, sure. I'm pleased to do this. Last year we organized an IDN workshop at the IGF at Rio, but probably we could think about something even bigger than this, more than a workshop. We can apply to join the plenary on multilingualism. This is one of the things of the IGF. So it seems that they would be all right.
Indeed, Hong, I think that's very sensible.
Provided, of course, that we do get the funding for that, right?
Well, because we have to be putting our budget in, that's exactly why we're having this discussion now.
Well, will Hong be willing to send a written proposal for that and maybe cover that part of the budget?
Oh, sure, I can send in a budget. I can send in a proposal.
for our further discussion. I think whether we could have a sort of consensus on attending this IGF. Can we put it into notes?
Well, Hong, I think the in principle support is there. It's whether the funding is there, which brings us back to the question of who may be going anyway, so we can get a concept of how much funding or what type of proposal budget-wise we need to put in. Can I just come back to your point, Hong, when you were specific about saying multilingualism as opposed to internationalised domain names? And I was assuming there that we could contribute, particularly from our ALAC experience, in areas such as interpretation and translation, as well as the need for internationalised domain names and native language use, simple language use as well. Is that the type of thing you would be looking at?
Oh, sure, of course. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm. Okay. If we could perhaps have that proposal for discussion, but also a place on the wiki where the various ALSs can indicate if they are sending somebody already, then we can perhaps move a few budgetary figures a little bit more intelligently. For example, Izumi is saying he will be attending anyway. We don't know how many other ALSs might either be sending somebody, or if we are doing something as important as multilingualism and perhaps joining the plenary, whether or not they'd be motivated to send somebody. So perhaps we can get some sort of feedback from all the ALSs as well.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Sharo, why don't we do this? I create a link on this AP Reload wiki. It's called IGF Planning. So any ALS can sign in and, if they wish, put down their name and indicate they will attending the IGF anyway, or they need the funding from ICAF.
Yes, and it may be contributory funding, it might be partial funding, but you know we don't know how much to ask for until we know how much we need to ask for. I think that's an excellent idea. Any other comments? I just am aware that some of the CCTLDs always make a point of going to the IGF. Perhaps there's also an opportunity for us to look for funding not only from ICANN itself, but also from our local interest in our country codes. Bilal, what do you think about that?
For the country code, the country TLD managers to contribute for us, but we can I guess we can ask for it, but I wouldn't hold my breath for getting any money from them. Actually, as it is, at least in my part of the in my neck of the woods, they're really cash strapped and they're not doing that well.
Okay.
I was going to mention something that I will be attending the Dubai regional meeting next week, and I will be presenting our experience as AP Relo and multi-stakeholder model of ICANN. And I was going to ask, I actually had something, my presentation is almost done, but I was going to ask if there's anything in particular that any one of you would like me to talk about.
Yes. Allow an IDN. Absolutely. I know that
IDN was actually
important
on the top of my list.
And
their expected impact on our region, as we have a really large slew of languages, even in a single country. So, was there anything else?
I think as we were just discussing, Bilal, the term multilingualism
is the important part there, because it's not just the internationalized domain names, it's the ability to even comment. I mean, yes, ICANN are now starting to put things out in wider and more relevant translations, but, you know, the interpretation issues, it's starting to be looked at, but we still have a long way to go. It is important that what will end up being the majority of internet users and potential internet users, and therefore from an industry, domain name industry perspective, their marketplace are well catered for. And I think not just bleating on as we do as at large and internet using public, but to also point out to the supply side that making it easy, accessible, intelligible and simple and safe for your demand side to play in this space is for everybody's benefit, not just on a public interest point of view, but on a pure profitability point of view, that they should be interested right. in that as well.
Right, noted, noted. Anybody, is there anybody going to be at that meeting, or is it going to be only me?
I think it's all you. So the enormous weight of all of us is carried on your shoulders.
It's not that huge.
Hey, speak for yourself, Avumi. I'm pretty substantial. Is there any chance of us having a look at your presentation confidentially before you you put it to press?
Sure, I can send it to, I guess, individually. That would be better than sending it to the list.
Mm. Yes, you don't want to put it out for publication, but perhaps to those of us on this call, so if Pavan can tell you who is on this call, that could be quite useful.
But it's you, Izumi, and Pong, right? Anybody else?
It's Pavan. There's Gary.
Yes.
Oh, Pavan is here too. Hi, Pavan.
Hi.
And Gary.
Gary, so.
Who's all?
Gary.
Hi.
And Katiana.
Katiana, yes.
So you've got a fair coverage of Asia Pacific, ranging from New Zealand to yourself. Can I ask who is going to drive the input into the budget that Nick, as Director of At Large, needs to put in on our behalf? You'll notice I'm asking who, which is a fair indicator that I'm not it. I will be making loud and loud noises on what I think ALAC, and in general terms, its RALOs need, that I really would like to see individual RALO contributions. We do have what was put together by the budget subcommittee before, but someone actually has to transmit that to Nick as a formal request, along with a reminder on the APNG camp sponsorship of 5,000 US, and now the opportunity to explore multilingualism as a proposed project, with the funding part to be yet to be considered, to the IGF. They're all big ticket items in a small budget, but when we've got something as rare as an IGF meeting in our region, I don't think we should pull back from it. We certainly need to put in a proposal so Nick can at least put in some best guesstimates and placeholders.
Do we have anything that we're working with? Do we have like a draft budget already done, or are we going to have...
Well, there isn't a budget. You put in a request. Previously, this whole input is totally different. Up until this year, if you wanted to do something, then you would apply on a project base.
Okay.
Doug Brent has turned that paradigm totally on its head. He would like a predictive and inclusive budget and activity planning process. So we actually get the opportunity to put in a, you know, we would like to spend X amount doing this, now, this, and this.
Now, when do we have to have this this ready?
As soon as possible. I believe Nick is already being asked to put in his final figures in the next 10 to 14 days.
I would have volunteered for this myself, but seeing that I'm going to go to Dubai next week, I probably won't have any time to work on it. But I don't know. I don't want to call any names, but if anybody else wants...
That's right.
I'm going to call on Izumi myself. But
go ahead, Hong. I heard you wanted to get...
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. I can put up a proposal for this IGF workshop or this plenary participation. That's no problem. But I don't know the figure that we should put in. I have no idea about the budget.
That's right.
Right, yeah. That's a big problem.
It is, but perhaps that's something that we can ask Matthias to find out on our behalf. I mean, that is the staff job, as far as I know, is to facilitate our RALO activities, and that sounds like a facilitation of our RALO activities. Well, just getting back to your Dubai commitments, it's quite possible that it doesn't need to be until shortly after that. If you give me the action item to find out from Nick the absolute last opportunity for us to have input, perhaps we can forward our existing documents that the subcommittee already put through and has gone to the list, and that would have been back in, I think, late November or early December last year. That can go through a placeholder saying, here is the proposal endorsed by AP RALO on the IGF involvement, and the APNG one, because that's a known entity, they can already go up. But I'm wondering if we could perhaps try and get a teleconference at least, talking to the director at large and perhaps Matthias as well, so we can talk to Nick and Matthias with, say, yourself. I'd be happy to be there, but that would be wearing my ALAC hat as opposed to my RALO hat. And just see if we can get our regional voices heard a little bit more effectively. Would that work?
That's good.
No, I think that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. If that's the case, at the moment, we will be organising for the first week in April, I believe, an ALAC budget subcommittee meeting, teleconference. If we can have our proposals sent to the list and on the wiki before that, then everything we want can then also come up to the ALAC budget subcommittee and hopefully get endorsement at that level as well.
Yep.
Now, what I might have to get you to do, Pavan, is could you contact either Matthias or Nick, whichever is easiest for you, and find out when that budget subcommittee teleconference is, so we have our date on the RALO list to try and ensure we've got everything aggregated?
Yes, no problem, I'll do that.
Great. It would be very nice if I had a hard drive. The mere fact that I've lost over 5,500 saved emails relevant to things I need is particularly distressing to me, I can assure you. Like working in the dark. Yes.
Carol, how far away from the nearest hard drive store are you? Are you like 500,000 miles?
No, not at all. It's all under contract with Dell, and the Dell guy was supposed to come out on Thursday. But because we are not, we're just outside what they consider a metropolitan area, we're semi-rural. Instead of the next day or the next 2 days, when I lost my hard drive, what was it, the Friday before, it was going to be a week before they got it out to me. And then he didn't turn up. And he hasn't as yet. And it's now 4:45. It's all right. I should stop bitching about my problems with Dell. Is there any other budget issues from other people while we're having really almost a budget committee meeting here? Is there any other burning desire to spend money that any of us have?
Sharo, it just strikes me that we need to plan for our AGM this year. Would it be in Droom, in Paris? Well, if so, there would be a very serious budgetary implication.
It wouldn't be in June because...
If we can move it to the end of the year and merge with IGF, it would be feasible, I think.
Hong, you know me. I'm always happy to go for leverage. Okay, AGM for AP Rallo. And...
If my memory is correct, I have hard drive, but
thank you.
our fiscal year is from June to July. From July to June.
Yeah.
So it seems that we do need an AGM 2008.
Yes, excepting I think for some reason November's. For some reason, I have October, November in my head. Can anyone else?
Oh, our operational principles. I can't see November.
Pavan, it seems to me like there's a bit of knowledge acquisition that needs to be aggregated. We've got important pieces of information like these anniversary dates that Hong is looking for and I'm failing to be able to remember that perhaps should be dragged out of filing system somewhere and put in a simple, tabular form somewhere on the wiki so we don't have to drag ourselves back through old minutes. I wonder if somebody in .Asia might be able to give you a hand with that.
Okay, I'll look into that, yeah.
Because you can see we've got a bit of a problem. What we're all relying on is our own memories as opposed to a nice knowledge base, which perhaps it is time that the RALO put together a proper knowledge base so if one or more of us is hit by a bus, the rest of us know what's going on.
Yes, okay. So basically something like a tabular, maybe something like a calendar for the events or the important dates or something.
Due dates, what needs to be done when. It helps us in planning. We can put in then times, where we know, 3 months out that our budget requirements are going to have to be in. I mean, this should run out to about 2012, I would have thought.
Okay, I'll do that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, Pawan, you may wish to take a look of the front page of AP Rallo, Rallo Wiki. There is a Google Calendar.
There's a calendar at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, you put in used calendar, put in the date. We help.
Okay.
I double-checked the operational principle. It seems that it doesn't specify the any month, date.
Okay.
The physical year is absolutely July to June.
Yep.
And the procedure is that members should be notified a month before the AGM.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. All right, would that suit if I also took that on as a as an action item to follow up on that?
It would be helpful if we could have the quorum next time.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? That we could make an attempt at a quorum. See, the other thing, Hong, is that if we ever get an AGM, we can look at changing the quorum to a less than 50% plus one. Perhaps we can... Because at the moment we keep failing getting 50% plus one, we keep getting 50%.
That's a very good point.
But of course we can't change that until we have an AGM.
Well, this is circle now.
Oh, look, I love circular arguments, don't you? Bilal, is that all right with you if I take up that that AGM aspect and copy to you?
Thank you.
Power,
no,
perhaps.
It's for me. Okay. When are you actually leaving, Bilal? How long are you going to be away?
I'm leaving Monday and arriving back on Friday of next week.
Okay.
But you will...
Okay. Will you be on Skype or anything to talk to us at any stage?
I will try. My presentation is actually on Tuesday, on the first day of the meeting.
Uh-huh.
Right. Are you going to use BlackBerry?
What's that?
BlackBerry.
Oh. I'm going to be more available during the all days, I guess. I'm going to be online, and you can reach me, and I can reach you, I guess.
Very good.
In fact, while we have you locked down in a conference, we might actually get a whole lot of work done, because your real work won't be dragging you away from us. Is there any other budget items that we need to consider? Can we ensure then that when Pavan finds out when the ALAC budget subcommittee meeting is going to be, that at least 48 hours in front of that we have all of our aggregated requests put together? And can someone make sure that they ask the ALSs for any input that they may have? For example, there's nothing wrong with local outreach. There might be an existing ALS which would very much like to, you know, spend $700 on registration to go to a conference that would be important for them to have local outreach. And perhaps we should be asking the ALSs for input as well. No? Yes? Maybe?
I'm not raising any new requests, absolutely. But just about the APTLD meeting, I guess we are going to send someone without needing to spend a penny. Next APTLD meeting will be New Zealand Christchurch.
When is that?
I guess it's May.
So. Gee, do we have anybody in New Zealand?
Yeah.
and should we therefore be assuming that you will be doing something on our behalf?
Yes, yep. Yeah, I certainly can look at that. And I'm pretty sure it's August. And I've got my conferences mixed up.
Oh, it's August, is it?
It's August. Oh, sorry for that.
I think so. There's a few conferences around at the same time.
You mean in Christchurch?
That's correct.
Oh, right. So it must be that one.
You see, it seems to me like what we've actually done here in our informal conversation is actually tease out a few high-level principles. on how we wish to interact with the wider community in APTLD, in IGF, and in things like the APNG camps. Just we will in principle send somebody who's either there or the next closest stop. You know, it's not a matter of if it's on in Dubai, we'll send someone from New Zealand, and if it's on in New Zealand, we'll send someone from Tokyo. I think we can probably put together some general budgetary, fiduciary self-control mechanisms as well. Not so much at a bylaw level, but just in some agreed principles. Do you think that would be useful?
It's very useful. Yes, I fully agree. We have a budgetary committee, right? What do we?
We do indeed.
Right. We put this drafting into the work of that committee.
Okay. Gary, are you on that committee?
I don't think so. Who is on the committee? Actually, you have the right.
That's a bloody good question. You see, Padan, here's another reason that a knowledge base needs to be put together.
Isn't Nirmal supposed to be on the budgeting committee?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And someone else from... is it someone else from Hong Kong ISOC?
Yes, I think so. I don't really remember the name.
Yeah.
Someone You can ask Edmund, I think.
Okay, I'll ask.
That gentleman.
And I remember.
Well,
I was on that committee.
Hong, I mean, it seems to me like if we've got people on an important committee who aren't turning up to any meetings, that it's leading us to our own accountability issues, isn't it?
Right, absolutely.
In working groups and activity planning. Okay. Perhaps that could be flagged for a discussion at our next meeting. Maybe that'll get a quorum here.
Right. We should have notes or minutes on this issue, on this budgetary committee. I do remember that time about 3 months ago. Cheryl, you did make a list.
The population of the various committees, including the budget committee, was done in the face-to-face meeting and teleconference that was held in Hong Kong with the equivalent outreach meeting that's going on in Dubai. So it would have been 12 months ago. Or perhaps a little bit later on in the year. So if we go back to those minutes, but I think it's all very nice going back to the minutes and seeing who should be doing it. It also needs to be done. And I think the high level stuff may have to come back to the committee as a whole if we don't have an effective and active budget committee at the moment.
Okay.
What's the opinion on that?
Right, sure, of course. First of all, we need to figure out who are on that committee.
Yeah. excuse me.
And then to mobilize them to work. Cheryl and Bilal, I know it's almost an hour. There is another very important issue that is on the agenda. That is the GNSO review working group. Cheryl, you may know the details of this one.
Oh, do you think so?
back to you.
Yes, indeed. The GNSO review. Now, sometime today, which means probably through our evening, on the at large list, and both the internal and the public list, the current drafting of the ALAC response to the GNSO review will be posted. there will be, so it's to happen on or about 1200 UTC on the 24th. So we can all work out the timing for the rest of us in our half of the world. We will then have only 7 days. It'll be until 1200 UTC on the 31st of March for public comments. By public comments, it means the at-large comments, although if someone from the real public wants to comment, I'm sure we'll listen to them as well. I think it would be extremely handy if everyone who is active in AP RALO made some comment to the list, even if it is nothing more than yes, we do like this, or no, we don't like that part. What we don't want to have happen is only North American comments coming in on final documents again. It would be extremely useful if at least everyone on this call could make some sort of response to the very important matters raised on GNSO review. One of the important things about this is that the GNSO review documentation, as it is currently written and as we are responding to, gives an opportunity for a greater input into GNSO activities by the internet users or registrants, specifically registrants. What the ALAC, to preempt what the ALAC response to that is which interestingly enough is in line with the several of the other constituencies, is that it should go far beyond registrants and have a place for the internet using public. What is particularly interesting, not only in what you will read in our specific review responses, but on the GNSO review list at ICANN, the business, intellectual property and registry constituencies have another one of the business constituencies. I think it's the service providers. Yes, there you go. Cheryl isn't asleep after all. Service providers constituencies have gathered together and put together an alternate proposal on the structure, and that includes the voting on the structure to what is currently being proposed in the review document. That is a three-part balancing diagram, basically, you know, three circles all of equal size and equal weighting. That would be those with contractual arrangements with ICANN, those with commercial and business interests, and the rest of us, all equitably balanced, which means both registrants and those who are non-commercial and those who are yet to be internet users, all having an equitable position. That's a pretty radical possibility, and certainly one that I believe the ALAC will wish to be supportive of. But what is important is that that document was made public to that list in support of extending the public comment period to the end of, to the 25th of April. That request for extension has been approved by ICANN, and the rationale for that extension was for the business, commercial and non-commercial entities, which includes ourselves, to have an opportunity to work together on some sort of consensus and opinion developing on that particular approach, that balance approach. I think this is a radical shift and an enormously important opportunity, and I'd very much like to get your responses.
Cheryl, I have a question.
Go ahead.
You mentioned that ALAC is in support of the proposal by the BC and the IPC and...
What ALAC is in support of is a voice for the at-large world. Who comes up with the best model, we will follow.
Set up a joint meeting between you and the three parties that proposed the tripartite solution.
One of the rationales for extending the public comment period was to allow that to happen. The fact that the public comment has been extended means that I can only assume that that will happen.
Okay. Now I'd like to hear from the others what they think of either proposal, if they support the proposal by the BT from the GNSO, or if they like the way that was set up from the Board of Governance Committee.
I'd like to hear that too. And I don't care whether I hear it now or I hear it once the GNSO Review ALAC Working Group's document is out for discussion, because it should be out in the next couple of hours.
If anybody has any comments, please let us know. All right, is there anything else? Is there any other business? Because our hour is coming to an end, and we should be wrapping this up. Anybody else would like to mention anything?
About his comments on GNSO Reveal, we need to send in something commenting whether we are supporting the new idea about setting up a new constituency on registrants. So do we believe this is a good idea to have a new constituency in GNSO that's primarily for domain name holders? But from the perspective of at large, that is not sufficient. That is because individual users, but more than the domain name holders, a lot of non-registrants, the people are using the internet every day, using the domain name system every day, but they've never ever registered a domain name. This is the issue that's being discussed.
That is exactly what you will see in the report in the draft that should be coming out for your review today, Hong.
Another issue is that, if my memory is correct, we were talking about to have a working group on this, and each relo is supposed to send a person to that group. Is it correct?
That's right.
I see. But the working group is working now, you mean?
Well, yes. The working group is actually finishing its work now.
It's very interesting. But who is Brian A.P. Willow? You.
Well, at the moment I am, and I shouldn't be. Or I shouldn't have to be the only one. But considering I did call the group, I would be a member of the group anyway, and in the absolute absence of any other volunteer from AP Rallo, I said, yes, I'll do that as well. But it really isn't good enough in the future for that to be the status quo.
Right. We should look into that and try to energize, I guess, somebody to kind of volunteer, because one person really can't carry the whole load.
That would be very good. Thank you. I'd like that.
although I'm sure that Cheryl is doing a great job, but I think sharing the load will be better in the overall picture.
It certainly does. But when it came to a choice of having no AP Rallo representative listed or me saying I'll cover off both the ALAC chair job and AP Rallo, clearly I took off the latter. But
right,
that's me trying to make us look good, guys.
Yes, of course, you are good, guys. There's no problem with that. Sarah, if nobody objects, I can share part of your workload on this.
Be more than happy.
It's time to research the background. There's so many documents.
It is a big document. And can I very much then ask you to take the lead on putting some very careful time into going over our review. We have drafted what we believe is a fair and equitably regionally based response
to the GNSO review. We have indeed incorporated what discussions have happened on the at-large list and, of course, what we have discussed, you know, simply by talking to each other in corridors at meetings. But it is absolutely essential that we get real responses from the RALOs and from each of our ALSs to our draft document, because on the 1st of April, we will be submitting it.
Oh, sure. So where to send it? To Alan?
No. The discussions will go on the list. It's the same as any time we're putting the final touches. It goes to the public list. So the working group, and in fact, what I would encourage you to do is actually send it to the internal list as well as the public list. In fact, you can just do it to the internal list if you want. But there are those who believe everything has to go to the public list, and there are those who don't like to copy to both lists. But the ad hoc working group will be looking at all responses from both lists.
Oh, sure.
But we are meeting at 1300. The ad hoc working group is meeting at 1300 hours.
Can I say that this is the comments from Cheryl and Holm from AP Relo?
Absolutely. But just respond to the draft that, as far as I know, hasn't been published yet. Okay, the ad hoc working group draft should be published sometime on the 24th UTC.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Then we have 1 week, or 25th, sorry. We have 1 week for that to be responded to.
Okay.
Responses close at 1200 UTC on the 31st of March. At 1300 UTC on the 31st of March, the ad hoc working group will meet again by teleconference. And Hong, if you would like to dial into that number, just let Matthias know so you get an invitation. And we will then be putting the final document to bed. It will then be transmitted on the 1st of April to the ICANN.
Right. So let us do the first step. That is to send in the comments to the internal list.
Oh? Internal and or public.
Oh, okay.
and the internal list at least gets less crap traffic.
Okay.
Sorry, Bilal, I took more time than I should have on that.
That's fine. Is there anything else we'd like to mention before we close this?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, thank you very much, all, and
thanks a lot.
Online.
Okay, and I look forward to seeing your presentation, Bilal, and lots of good luck. Travel safe, travel well. And knock their socks off.
Enjoy your time in that wonderful city.
Actually, it was my first time there for an extended period of time. Take care, all.
Bye.
Find out that